Welcome to 5 Minutes in the Word. This is your daily podcast that spends a few minutes exploring God's Word. We are continuing our study in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 12, and I'm sharing verses 6 through 8 so you can get the full picture of the exhortation that Paul gives of the gifts that God has granted to individual members of the church to build up the body of believers. Paul has given us a list, and of course it's not exhaustive, and wants us to remember that one gift is not better than another. All gifts work in concert. When people identify their gifts and their unique combination of gifts, they should use them to discover how to use their gifts to build up the body of Christ, the church. Together, working together, we can build the body of Christ, the church. So let's listen to Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8, read from the New King James Version. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Our ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Again, that's Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8, read from the New King James Version. I'll be back with insights and close with prayer. This is Hope Scott, and I am your host of the podcast, 5 Minutes in the Word. I pray that as you listen, you gain fresh insights as we study God's Word together. 5 Minutes in the Word is not only available on your favorite podcast apps, including Amazon Podcasts and Spotify. You can now listen at 6 a.m. every morning on KingdomPraiseRadio.com. Thank you. Again, I am sharing from the New King James Version, and we're focusing on verse 8, even though I read verses 6 through 8. Paul mentions the gifts, and the gifts fall into two categories: speaking, that would be prophecy and teaching, and serving. All these gifts will be worthless if they are used begrudgingly, out of duty, or if they are exercised without love. So I'm sharing from the Faith Life Study Bible, and it gives a good explanation for all four. Exhort or exhortation, in this instance, the Greek word refers to encouraging people to live as Jesus taught in accordance with the gospel. It also refers to bringing general comfort. So you can see how that is an important gift. The one who gives probably refers to people who share their wealth, including possessions and food. But for Paul, the use of this gift is to be characterized by generosity. It indicates the ability to manage something well and out of love. A person's household, for example. And that's one of the requirements of being a church leader, is that you manage your household well. So that's one of the gifts that Paul speaks of. One who gives, one who leads. Paul doesn't specifically list the leadership offices of pastor and overseer here. It also might refer to those offices. And this, it gave several instances to look at. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 27 through 31, and Titus chapter 1, verse 7. Paul stresses that those gifted with leadership are called to preside over other people with eagerness and diligence. People with this gift can manage people, whereas the person with the gift, usually translated administrating, is a leader of leaders, not just of some people, but other people who are also in church leadership. And it says, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. In this regard, the administrating gifts may manifest itself primarily in the leadership role of apostles and prophets, and possibly teachers and miracle workers by extension. Since Paul's lists these roles as top offices. So far we've looked at exhort. Those who exhort do it by bringing comfort and by encouraging people to live a life for Jesus. Those who give don't give, and so many people give, they want to do like the Pharisees. They want you to see their gifts. And he's saying, you're giving generously, and you're also managing your own household. So again, I'm adding that myself, that when you give, you shouldn't do it for show. And too many people do it for show. I know sometimes in our churches, they'll have all these special offerings. Those who have a $100 offering, go ahead and bring it up, wave it in the air and bring it. And when you get down to a dollar, they don't ask you to wave that dollar in the air. Okay, and then he talked about leading. That refers to those who lead, but also those with the administrative gift. So they're teaching people to lead. And that is so very important in the church, because not everybody has the quality, that training that's required to be a leader. Some people are have short patience. They have short fuses. Every little thing may tick them off. And as a leader, you can't wear your emotions on your sleeve. And then he said, those who show mercy or kindness refers to demonstrating kindness to those in need, such as the sick, the poor, the elderly. And I know in our church bulletin, we have those listed every Sunday. And we have deacons who go out every first Sunday. And they love doing this. They love taking communion to the people who can't make it to church. They have that spirit to show. They're gifted with the spirit to show mercy, to take out of their time, to share God's word and share the sacrament with those who can't make it to church. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the list that Paul shared with us. We know that the list isn't exhaustive. Spiritual gifts that are bestowed upon us are many. So we thank you for that. But I thank you that he told us that, well, the commentaries told us that we all have our own gifts and even a unique combination of gifts. And we thank you for that. Help us discover how to use them to build up your body, to invite the dying world to a saving God. To a God who saves, a God who hears, a God who listens, a God who answers. We thank you for that. Father, we're praying for those who need you in a special way. As we all have our own special private time of prayer, God, we're praying collectively for those who need you in whatever way they need you. Thank you for the little four-year-old who was just released. Thank you, Father. Bless her. Bless her mind. Bless her emotions, God. She has a lot to go through to get back to normal. So we pray for her. We pray for her family. We pray for her loved ones in the name of Jesus. Pray that others are rescued, alive, and safe in the name of Jesus, even though they'll have emotional scars. We pray, especially if they're of the household of faith, that they find a loving person who can exhort them, who can lead them, who can show mercy. And we're thanking you in advance. Amen. Thank you for spending time in God's Word with me. Be blessed.